Congress prepares to reaffirm President-elect Donald Trump as the next president of the United States on the fourth anniversary of the January 6th, 2021 Capitol riots. And after a weekend of blizzard-like conditions in the plains and Midwest, a major winter storm aims for the East Coast. These stories and more highlight your unbiased updates for Monday, January 6th, 2025. Congress to certify Trump's win. Biden issues warning to not forget January 6th riots. Congress is set to convene at the Capitol Monday afternoon, January 6th, to certify President-elect Donald Trump's victory in the 2024 election. Senators and House representatives will gather to tally the electoral votes of all 50 states and Washington, D.C., confirming Trump will be the 47th president of the United States. Speaking to Fox News on Sunday, January 5th, House Speaker Mike Johnson said a major winter storm heading toward the area would not prevent the congressional joint session from counting the electoral votes. Monday's joint session comes 4 years after the certification of votes affirming President Joe Biden's 2020 victory. Biden's certification turned into chaos when rioters stormed the U.S. Capitol building, looking to prevent then-Vice President Mike Pence from presiding over the certification. Many rioters insisted the election was stolen from Trump. This year, Vice President Kamala Harris will oversee the electoral count of the election she lost and declare Trump the winner. Harris already conceded the race to Trump after he won 312 electoral college votes, surpassing the 270 needed to win the presidency. Harris won 226 votes. Following the 2021 Capitol attack, Congress passed the Electoral Count Reform Act of 2022. This act clarified that the vice president does not have the power to determine, accept, reject, or adjudicate the vote results. On Sunday, Biden spoke to new Democratic members of Congress about the events that unfolded in 2021 and the importance of the date. Tomorrow's January 6th. We gather to certify the results of a free and fair presidential election and ensure a peaceful transfer of power, he said. It's a day that, for most of our history, we took for granted, the 6th, but I hope we never take it for granted again. Biden wrote an op-ed in the Washington Post on Sunday. In it, he told Americans that while some may no longer want to mention what happened 4 years ago, it cannot be forgotten. We should be proud that our democracy withstood this assault. And we should be glad we will not see such a shameful attack again this year. He wrote, "The election will be certified peacefully. I have invited the incoming president to the White House on the morning of January 20th, and I will be present for his inauguration that afternoon. But on this day, we cannot forget." Monday's proceedings are the last official opportunity for any member of Congress to object to the electoral votes. Following the certification, Trump will be sworn into office on January 20th for his second term. He vowed to pardon those convicted in connection with the January 6th riots. Biden signed the Social Security Fairness Act into law. Biden signed the Social Security Fairness Act into law Sunday. It's expected to be one of the last major pieces of legislation of his term. The law repeals a rule that limited certain public sector job retirees who collect pensions, such as firefighters, teachers, postal workers, and police officers, from also claiming Social Security benefits. The new law also eliminates limits on the benefits that surviving spouses can receive after they die. The Senate passed the bill in December after the House approved it in November with overwhelming bipartisan support. Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau to resign this week. Reports Canadian Prime Minister Justin Trudeau is expected to announce his resignation as early as Monday, according to multiple news outlets. It comes as his party, the Liberal Party, is set to hold its national caucus meeting on Wednesday, January 8th. Last month, Trudeau's finance minister, Chrystia Freeland, publicly announced her resignation in a letter criticizing the prime minister. Since then, calls for his resignation have grown publicly and privately within his own party. This is just the latest in a series of recent political struggles for the prime minister. In September, Trudeau faced a no-confidence vote in parliament, which later failed. Trudeau and Trump have been locked in a public back and forth over tariffs, with Trump threatening to put a 25% levy on Canadian imports. Top Canadian officials promise retaliation. Details emerge about New Orleans suspects' actions in weeks before attack. More details emerged about the man authorities said killed 14 people and injured dozens more when he drove a rented truck into a crowd of revelers in New Orleans on New Year's Day. The FBI said Sunday the attacker, Shamsuddin Jabbar, visited the city twice in the weeks leading up to the deadly act of terrorism and recorded video of the area using Meta Smart glasses. The glasses allow users to record video hands-free and can also live stream on Meta platforms. Investigators said Jabbar wore the glasses to capture video while he rode a bicycle through the city's French Quarter. He reportedly wore the glasses during the attack on Bourbon Street, but was not live streaming. Authorities also believe Jabbar set fire to a short-term rental house in New Orleans, where investigators found bomb-making material. They said he planted two bombs in the French Quarter before the truck attack, but neither detonated. Jabbar was killed after opening fire on responding police officers. Millions of Americans under blizzard alerts as winter storm moves east. Millions of Americans are under blizzard warnings as a major winter storm makes its way eastward from the Midwest to the mid-Atlantic. Major cities like Washington, D.C., Baltimore, and Philadelphia are preparing for snowy and icy conditions Monday and into Tuesday, January 7th. Meanwhile, parts of Virginia are expecting 5 to 12 inches of snow. Impacts of this weather system could also be felt in the south, with severe thunderstorms capable of producing tornadoes and damaging winds expected to hit Arkansas, Louisiana, Mississippi, Alabama, and other southern states Monday night. 2025. Golden Globes crowned best in movies, television. The 2025 Golden Globes rolled out the red carpet Sunday night for the best and brightest stars of film and television, but only a select few walked away with awards. In the movie categories, the big winners were the films Emilia Perez and The Brutalist. Emilia Perez won 4 awards, including Best Musical or Comedy. The Brutalist took home Best Drama and 2 other awards. Over on the TV side of things, Shogun topped the competition with 4 awards, including Best TV Drama. Hacks won Best TV Series, Musical, or Comedy. It was an especially memorable night for actress Demi Moore, who won her first acting award. She won the Golden Globe for Best Performance by an Actress in a Motion Picture, Musical, or Comedy for her role as an aging Hollywood star who undergoes a cloning procedure in The Substance.